Hi, folks. This is David Fox. Welcome to Hunting Wire Radio with Larry Wysoon and Luke Clayton, coming to you from the great state of Texas. I'm betting you're going to learn something from these veteran outdoorsmen and be entertained in the process. Now, here's Larry and Luke with this week's show.
Luke, you know, many of the big game hunting seasons are just about totally over with except for maybe in Texas with some of the managed land and then maybe even some of the southeastern states for whitetail deer. And, you know, we're not that far away from turkey season and deer season before we can get into Canada in the springtime. But, you know, right now is just an ideal time as far as I'm concerned. If you're not already hunting small game, now is a great time to be hunting small game. Like the squirrel season's open in some areas and rabbit seasons are open in other areas. And of course, here in Texas, we have areas where cottontail and squirrel season never close.
That's true. You know, that's all of western Texas. There is no closed squirrel season. There is a squirrel season in East Texas where we hunt, you and I hunt, and where we have a hunt planned soon that ends into most of February. You can hunt squirrels. And then in East Texas, the squirrel season opens again in May, through the month of May. But you know, you and I grew up in a time period, Larry, before, there were white-tailed deer in Red River County and then down in southeast Texas where you live when we were boys, but very, very darn few, you know. So we grew up hunting squirrels. I remember, Larry, in Red River County, where northeast Texas, folks, if you look at the map, Red River County's in extreme northeast Texas, and it's still pretty remote country back in there. It's not developed like a lot of places, but guys would get together and set up the old army tents, Larry, and have a squirrel camp, if you will, and stay out there 3 or 4 days and have cooked squirrels and hunt them. And but there was a wane in the small game, especially squirrel and rabbits, when the deer boom came. A lot of youngsters probably have never experienced hunting squirrels, you know?
You're right. Most of the time these days, it seems like when we talk about hunting, we're talking about big game species or waterfowl or something like that, you know. But you're right. The small game hunting is really an important thing as far as I'm concerned. It's how I learned how to hunt. It's how I learned how to appreciate, good meat and all those other kind of things as well, too. So it's just one of those things that we need to get more people involved in, because those hunting opportunities, small game, are available almost anywhere. They're good to eat. You don't have to worry about, you know, sending something to the taxidermist or any of those other kind of things. And you talk about great fun and learning how to hunt and then being able to reap the benefits of it. And this situation that we're in, you know, a lot of people talking about a situation in terms of not being sure sometimes where we're going to be able to get enough meat and all that kind of thing, because meat doesn't come from the grocery store, it comes from elsewhere. But we're seeing more and more people too becoming involved in wanting to know where their protein comes from, and there is nothing better than wild game when it comes to protein as far as meat is concerned and putting it on the table.
Healthy and low fat, you bet.
Amen.
Just take squirrel hunting, for instance. That taught me the basics of hunting it taught me the basics of hunting deer. When you spot a squirrel, well, if he sees you, he's going to get some tree bark between him and you, you know. But, you know, how to sneak up on one, how to be still, when to move, when not to move. Squirrels will teach a young, novice hunter a lot, just getting in squirrel woods and watching them and trying to get up close to them. It helped me a lot in when I started deer hunting, when the deer numbers got, you know, large enough to where you could really hunt them successfully. It helped me a lot. And rabbits, you know, we always hunted rabbits, and I still do occasionally, not as much as I used to in the winter time. Rabbits are safe to eat any time of the year, but the winter is prime time for most of us to hunt rabbits. And smothered rabbit are or smothered, you know, squirrel with rice and gravy. My God, I was raised on mostly squirrel. We hunted rabbits some, but mostly squirrel up in East Texas where I was raised. And my mother used to, you know, chicken fry those. First, she'd parboil them. You know, if a squirrel, right. They say, how do you cook squirrel? Well, are you talking about cooking an old boar, just like venison or like wild hogs? An old boar squirrel is tough, and there's no make no bones about it. She would either pressure cook that old squirrel, you know, quarter him up, you know, we'd have him ready, and she'd pressure cook him or parboil for about 45 minutes, and that makes the meat tender, and then dust them with flour, salt, and pepper, and put them in some hot cooking oil, and then either make gravy, you know, or just have fried squirrel. But rabbits the same way. And like you said, it's a great way to – the opportunities are there in National Forest, and a lot of the WMAs have open – you know, you can get in those places to hunt, you know, small game too, can't you?
You're exactly right. There are so many hunting opportunities for those. And basically, you need a small caliber gun like a 22 rimfire or a 17 rimfire, which is ideal, or even a shotgun. I spent a lot of time years ago hunting with a 410 and 20-gauge shotgun years ago. That way I could use it for squirrels, and then also use it for rabbits. And I kind of grew up in a family. My dad hunted hounds and loved chasing raccoons and fox and bobcat and all those kind of things. So we also always had a bunch of beagles. And I can tell you something, if you ever have the opportunity, wherever you live, if there's a chance to go out with somebody with a little pack of beagles and get them onto a cottontail and go on one of those hunts, I think you'll make a convert out of you in an absolute heartbeat. There's just something special about that. And then being able to enjoy the fruit of what you take in terms of the meat that's there. Because that cottontail rabbit is absolutely fantastic. Great to eat as well, too. Just like squirrel or white-tailed deer or you know, you name the big game animal, but I can tell you, even though there's not as much meat there, there's a fair amount there. Not only that, it's usually an opportunity to hunt with several people when you hunt squirrels or several people when you hunt rabbits. So it kind of adds to the social aspect as well, too, about razzing each other, about not quite making the shot that you thought you did or missing them or something like that as well, too.
You bet, Larry. I started out squirrel hunting when I was – actually, a practice that I don't advise people nowadays, but I was raised basically in the woods on a 30-acre farm. My dad was raised broiler chickens, and you walk past the fence, and you were in the woods. I mean, and when I was eight years old, I got a little J.C. Higgins single-shot 22, and that was the type that I remember I had to really grab it and pull that bolt back. It was a safe gun. But you pull the bolt back, single shot. So iron sights. And I learned to shoot that thing. And back in those days, I brought a lot of meat to the table, a lot of squirrel and rabbit, mostly squirrels. But today I've got a Ruger 10/22 with a scope on it. And I've got that thing where it'll hit a dime. If you've got a rest and you do your part, it'll hit a dime at about 40 feet every time. And, you know, 50, 60 feet, I mean, it doesn't move it much. But a good sighted-in scoped 22 is it's really all – you don't have to spend a lot of money to get into small game hunting. Or like you said, a 20-gauge shotgun or a 410. And that's all you need, you know?
Absolutely. Both will work really, really well. And they're relatively easy to find, you know, and ammo is still available for some of that. It's just a great way to spend time and a great way to put some meat on the table. It's not only nutritious, but also really tastes good as well, too.
You bet. Well, we both thought this would be an interesting topic for today's radio show, and it really is. I think maybe my goal is maybe it'll spark someone that's never hunted small game to pursue it. Of course, you've got quail seasons going on now this month in Texas, wild quail, and you've also got preserves, places to hunt quail right on through. Usually they stop that at the end of March, but just get out, and you don't have to go big game hunting. We all love it and plan to do a lot more of it, but it'll sure get you out of the house and spark your hunting desire, Larry, you know.
It will, and almost every one of those species, like squirrel and rabbit, as you mentioned, preserve hunting as well, too, for game birds.
Yep.
They're close to where you live. I don't care where you live in the U.S. or, you know, you're going to be able to find those animals pretty darn easily.
You bet. Well, Larry, I think we've just about wrapped up our Hunting Wire Radio for this week. We're just about out of time, but I know you and I have a small game hunt, a squirrel hunt, and a slash fishing trip at our buddy Jeff Rice's place up in East Texas in a couple of weeks. So we'll go out and we'll practice what we preach, by golly.
Yes, we will.